Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, just a few days ago, there was a couple here in our county that celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary. Their name was Jack and Madeline Ward. Now, if you're from around here, you know that they owned and operated Ward's Bakery downtown Nicholasville, one of the most loved businesses that we've ever had, and the one that probably most people would love to see reopen just for one day for their Long Johns and donuts, their salt rising bread. Everything they had was amazing. Well, today we're going to rerun a program that we did with Jack Ward way back in 2015 so that you can hear the history of Jack Ward and Ward's Bakery from himself. We'll do that after this word from the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Jack Ward will be our guest today. Jack and his wife Madeline ran Ward's Bakeries for many years. So we're going to start by going to his living room and talking to Jack Ward. We are today in the home of Jack and Madeline Ward, who for several years ran a business in downtown Nicholasville that a lot of people remember, especially if they're over about 40 years old, and that, of course, is Ward's Bakery. Jack, appreciate you letting us come into your home and talking to us today.
Well, do you want to know about how my dad started in Nicholasville?
Yes, tell us how it got going.
He was from Ohio, and he grew up at Heckler, Ohio. Steel mills, steel furnaces, iron furnaces. And his dad was a charcoal maker for that. And he had four boys, and he got sick and had to move to town. And that was in Ironton, Ohio. That's Lawrence County. Four boys and nothing to do. So they went and got a job at a bakery, Larman Bakery in Ironton, Ohio. And that was in the late teens, 1919, along in there. They all was bakers. So him and his younger brother stayed together for several years. The older brothers, they went their way. He started a bakery in Ironton. He didn't last long there. He was a bread man, bread making man. He wasn't much on cakes or sugars or sweets or anything like that. He was mostly bread. He sold that out and he went to Paintsville, Kentucky, started a bakery there. Him and his younger brother. And they stayed for about 3 or 4 years. That took it up to about 1922 or 3. And then he sold that out and went to Ohio. Ottawa, Ohio. That's a small town in northern Ohio. And that didn't last long either. Anyhow, he asked the yeast man, the man that sold the bakers the yeast,
right,
how much yeast these people bought at that bakery. And they said, oh, they buy a whole lot of yeast. So then when he went up there, these guys kept coming in there and they was doing the no whiskey deal, you know.
Right.
And they were making their own homebrew. You
know? Right. That's what the yeast was.
And therefore the yeast was.
Right.
So that was enough of that for him. So he come back down this way, him and his brother. And his brother went to Cincinnati, and he went to Nicholasville.
Any particular reason he found Nicholasville?
Oh, well, they didn't have a bakery.
All right.
Clarence Bakery, that used to be there in the middle 20s, they sold out. So then he had to have some equipment. So there was a bakery in Ravenna, Kentucky. And he went up and bought it, bought the equipment, and he shipped it back on the Rhiney B.
Oh, yeah. The train, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't remember, but I do. Anyhow, he came back on the Rhiney B, and then, of course, they unloaded and brought it up to on Main Street there. He got the building where it was the grocery store before the A&P came, and he took that building. He started getting ready to go. He made bread for and sold it. But early in his time, he was from Ohio, and he didn't know about salt rising bread. And I said,
so they didn't make salt rising bread in Ohio?
Well, most places did.
Right.
So he found a guy in Lexington at Drury's Bakery, an old black guy, and he came down to Nicholsville and showed him how to make it. And my dad had a pretty good, he could make it real good, salt riding bread. So anyhow, that brings us up to about 1930. Because I was born in 1927, the same year, well, the year after they came. They came to Nicholsville in 26, but late into the year, it was in the wintertime. And by the time he got started, it was up in 27, and I was born in 27.
So you've been here all your life.
I've been here all my life. I was baptized in St. Luke's Church, and I still go there.
Right.
And he like I say, he was a bread man, and he had a truck, and he delivered to the county stores, the country stores, all in Madison and Woodford and Garrett and Mercer. And he had the country stores there. That's where he sold most of his stuff on the road.
Right.
Of course, he sold stuff at the bakery. Well, things got going pretty tough, and that was right in the Depression. So him with five kids. So the bakery leveled off. He didn't get to what he needed. So there was a guy here named Dinwiddie, and he had an ice cream place down the lower part of Nicholas, it was towards Baskett's Restaurant.
Right, on North Main.
On North Main. Mm-hmm. He sold my father ice cream machine that made 2.5 gallons at a time. We saw all the equipment that went with it. The ice cream became pretty famous at that time because the country people come in on Saturday night.
Right.
Two dips for a nickel on a great big cone. And he made money. That's the way it was. And that went on for several years. And then, of course, I went to school, in high school, and the Latin school in Lexington, and I graduated when I was 15 years old. And at that point in time, it was the first part of the 40s. And my older brother, George, he had to go to the service. Next brother, Charlie, he went into the Marines. And I was just getting out of school, and he told me, he said, "Boy, you got to go to work." So I went to work, and I was there 43 years.
Wow.
All my life. I mean, in 1947, I got married. And in 1955, I bought him out. I ran it to 85.
Mm-hmm. 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. So I was there 43 years.
Well, your dad's was mainly bread.
Yeah.
And he got into the salt rising, and thank goodness he found somebody in Lexington that knew how to make it.
Yeah.
Because most people that you talk to now about Ward's, one of the first things they mention is salt rising bread. And, of course, I remember as a child going to Vacation Bible School at Nicholsville Baptist Church, one of the big treats was on Friday, we got to walk to Ward's Bakery to get orange sherbet ice cream.
Yeah.
But you had those two things. Now, when did the donuts come into it?
Well, after I bought my dad out in 55, he made donuts, but he made his own recipe. And they were good, but these people that's going to hear this won't believe it. He sold donuts for 15 cents a dozen.
Wow.
Now, that's back in the 30s. You know?
Right.
And it was just a tight time. I mean, but I started using Pillsbury's donut mix. Now, everything was in it except the water and yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. And get back to my dad. He was in the bakery business when they didn't have regular yeast like Fleshman's yeast.
Right,
for them.
Right.
They didn't have that. They had to make their own yeast every day.
Wow.
And they would make a mash out of potatoes and cornmeal and sodas and things like that.
Yeah.
Scald them and let them set overnight and make the yeast.
So they had a big lot of work even before they made the first loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. Because things were different after.
Sure.
I don't know why, but I sold a lot of donuts. I used to cut on Saturday morning, and I'd go to work at 2 o'clock, and I'd make a batch of salt riding, and then I'd make my pies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, I had freezers at that time, and I could reach in there and get the stuff we'd made up ahead of time.
Right.
On Mondays, we would make, like, all the rolls, cinnamon rolls and things like that, and put them in the freezer.
Okay.
Raw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd make enough to take out each day and bake them off. The, making the donuts, I guess, was mine. I had a good name for that.
Yes, you did. Still do.
Yeah. And I would come down there and I would cut somewhere around anywhere from 300 to 400 dozen donuts on a Saturday morning. And I'd get done cutting them about, oh, maybe 7 o'clock. Of course, I had boys from Asbury. I hired them. They did the frying of the mm-hmm. donuts and things mm-hmm. like that. You know, of course, they had to learn from me to
right.
do that.
Right.
And I, like a nut, I'd get my breakfast and go out to the golf course out there after the golf started out there and walk 18 holes. And I'd be dead.
What time did you go to bed at night?
Well, that's another thing. My dad went to work at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah?
And I said, Dad, I'm not going to work at 11 o'clock at night. I'm going to give me a little sleep. So I started going in there, too. I'd wake up about 1:45.
Uh-huh.
And I start, here's a funny one. I had a brand new Oldsmobile and live out on Locust Heights. And I was going in to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. And here's the cops come behind me, and they blew light at me. And I stopped, and I said, what's the matter? He said, well, you're driving too slow. And he thought I was drunk. I said, Lord, no, I'm going to work. I ain't no hurry. Oh, yeah. Of course, my dad called me Happy Jack. Because I always had a smile on my face, you
right,
might say.
Right. Well, now, you said you got married in 47?
I got married in 47, to Madeline.
You had she worked as hard in that bakery
as
anybody,
she came down about maybe the second year mm-hmm. of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Dad said, well, why don't you just, if she wants to come down, that'd mm-hmm. be all right,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she came down, and then, of course, we stayed together there for about 6 or 7 years before we bought him out. But anyhow, the donuts was, I guess, my product. But I learned it from my dad.
I can tell you what people tell me, but in your opinion, what was the most popular one you sold?
Glazed donut.
The glazed?
Round glazed donut. And Long John's.
Long John's was what I thought you
might
say.
Well, now, the Long John's, after you roll the dough, it gets a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
So you let it rise on the bench, and then you roll it out again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after about 2 cuttings of the rounds, well, I would make all the rest of it in long.
How many different donuts did you make? Do you remember? I know when I went in there, it seemed like it was,
well,
I don't know how many different varieties, lot.
Well, we had a, of course, the glazed donut and the Long John, and we made a jelly-filled
right.
donut. And then, of course, I made cake donuts, but that's a different
right.
different dough. That's a soft dough. And, well, that was about it. And then, I had Danish rolls and all that
right.
stuff after a while, mm-hmm. you know. I was a learning, too, you know.
Sure.
I just don't,
it's amazing how you had time to do all this, because
yeah.
I see you had cookies. I remember cookies was there. I mean,
oh,
you had
yeah.
everything.
Well, that's another thing. After my dad got out, I bought a freezer. We had one while he was there. Now, this to put raw stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, on pans.
Right.
They have the big sheet pan. And I bought three for that. And, of course, that helped me. Because I could make up all my pies, like on Wednesday, shells and everything like that, and bake them off as I need them. It was a little bit more complicated than what Dad did. You know, he was just practically a bread man.
Well, you know, it's amazing. And I think this story has been shared with you by our mutual friend Terry Leach. There's a Facebook group that you're aware of that talks about Jessamine County
yeah.
that I'm involved in.
Yeah.
And we did a poll one day, and I asked the question, I said, if you could have one business, just one, open up again just for one day, and we named several. We named Year Woods, and we named Hempills, and we named the Sandman, and all these people that owned those you knew well. And the second place was Year Woods. Year Woods came in second with about 40 votes, and the number one vote getter was Ward's. Not only was it number one, it was like 150. It was a landslide. And people, it's amazing when we talk on that Facebook group, if somebody mentions Ward's Bakery, the comments are just on and on and on. Did you ever think, you and Madeline think, that when you were getting up at 2 in the morning making a glazed donut, now, that people would remember you like they did?
It's been 30 years since I was in.
Exactly.
It just blows my mind, really, truly. I appreciate it. I never overcharged anyone. I made wedding cakes for a third of what they get now.
Well, if I were you,
yeah,
I think the compliment that I would enjoy the most of what I hear from people is when there's a new donut place that'll open up anywhere, and the first thing out of their mouths is, well, it's all right, but it ain't Ward's. And that, I would say, would have to be probably the ultimate compliment.
That makes me proud.
Yeah.
I'm just an old country boy anyhow.
And you know, Jack, that's what made our town what it is.
That's right.
If you look at some of those businesses I named, you think about people like Doc Yearwood and Buddy Hager and Hargis Eisen and Mr. Ashley, and we could go on, Chris Kreiner. We could name dozens of people who made this town what it is.
Yeah.
And it's changed a lot. You've seen a lot of change. It's amazing. But if it had not been for people like that in those times, we wouldn't be where we are.
But you know, when I first got, I was downtown all the time. Mm-hmm. Dad had we moved over to the bakery because it was during the Depression and he was having a hard time. So we took over that flat up over the bakery, and that's where our family went. It was just touching when somebody says something to me now, it makes me proud.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
I mean, you all worked hard. And anybody in that situation, to know that that your life's work is remembered.
That's right.
And it meant something, and it wasn't in vain. I mean, you were raising a family, and you were paying your bills, but it's more than that.
Yeah.
And you and Madeline are a part of our history and one that everybody enjoys.
You know, the funny thing about a little town, everybody knows everybody.
They do.
But now I don't know anyone.
It's hard. Yes, it is.
Let me tell you one about me. Billy Long and Bobby Long, boys that were living here, they had about 4 or 5 of them. We were out and had our bicycles and went out by the overpass on Maple Street. And we were down there throwing mud balls at the train. Well, when the caboose come up, Billy Long, I never told this on nobody, but he's dead and gone now anyhow. Billy Long, he hit the back of the head of a guy that was in there doing some writing. I can hear him right now. Now, this has been a long time ago. I wasn't but about 12 or 13 years old, 12 years old maybe. Mm-hmm. He came out on that little rail on the back of the caboose, and he says, "I'll get you, you little SOBs. I'll get you if it's in it." Well, the funny part about it was they didn't know who was out there.
Right.
So here come the policeman. Tom Brumfield was the cop. And he said, "You know any of them boys that went by here, was out there on the underpass?" And he said, "Yeah, I saw that little fat Ward boy." So here they come. Come down the bakery. I never did tell on you. I wouldn't tell on you, forget. But it was funny, though, how he found it out. Of course, I got a little talking about my dad out.
Say you did. And the policeman probably got a donut or two before that.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, there was the sign on the population, 3,100.
Town has grown. Well, I appreciate you letting me come and talk to you. And I know the people that hear this will appreciate hearing from you. And I don't want to blow your head up too big, but
no.
Ward's Bakery is a part of Jessamyn County that will long be remembered by a lot of people. And it's just like anything else. One day, it won't be, as we all will not be, but for a few years, a lot more.
If it hadn't been for her.
That's the boss back here. Yeah. She's sitting back here watching us, making sure we're behaving.
She was the wheel.
And it takes the wheels to make it run.
That's right.
But Ward's is a special place in a lot of people's hearts. A lot of people have some great memories of Ward's, and you should be proud to know that your contribution and Madeline's contribution to this town is one that very well thought of.
I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you guys. Yep. We just, the only thing we wish is that it was back.
I wish I was able and
I understand.
Could do.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you being on with us. I appreciate the fact that you've tuned in today, and I especially appreciate that Jack and Madeline Ward opened their home up to me and granted us this interview. Ward's Bakery, one of the best known businesses businesses that Jessamine County has ever seen, one that more people miss every day. Special people in our community. They brought us a lot of good memories and a lot of good food, and we appreciate them being a part of our home. Well, we hope that you'll join us next Saturday when we'll do it again at 11 a.m. All Things Jessamine, and it's all right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.